Pearson chi square, it is a chi square. It literally is a squared value, which means the smallest possible value is zero. If you see a negative chi square, it's either some really funky chi square that I've never heard of, or it was calculated wrong.
You threw in an I.
Where?
To make it a negative.
Oh, now, chi-square, because it's the deviation between what you found and what you expected, bigger chi-squares always mean stronger relationship. The problem is that the size of the chi-square, like the size of F and even of R, is driven not only by the size of the effect, but by the size of the sample. And so for F and for chi-square, you rarely see somebody look at an F or look at a chi-square and say, that's a big effect. You can pull that off in terms of correlation because it's been scaled to allow that sort of comparison. Which is why when we talk about effect sizes, we will turn chi-squares into R's and turn F's into R's so that we can think about size without having to think about sample size. And so very often we will immediately retreat to the p-value and the null hypothesis decision to decide if we have an effect or not. Research hypotheses and null hypotheses are about the population. This is the fourth time you've seen this, or the fourth model for which you've seen it. The research hypothesis is allowed to be no pattern. The research hypothesis can be the null. When you're doing things by hand or someone that you're trying to help is doing things by hand, it's like F. It's easier than R because there are no negative values. So if critical is greater than obtained, reject. Criticals, no. If obtained is more than critical, reject. If obtained is less than critical, retain. Computer, our friend P. And we're going to talk more about the P of 0.05. We're just sort of treating it as a standard now so we can talk about other things. We've seen this one before. This is what we do. And in an important sense, this is all we do. The significance test itself is only about whether there's a relationship or not. Not what the relationship is, that responsibility is ours. Or how strong the relationship is, that's the effect size's job. The only thing the null hypothesis significance test does is give us a standardized basis for deciding whether to retain or reject the null, whether to conclude there is or there is not a relationship in the population. It also gives us an opportunity to estimate the probability that we just screwed up whenever we make a decision. And we'll focus on that a little more when we talk about effect sizes and power analyses. Because it is cooler than just greater than less than 0.05. For any result, we can actually calculate the p-value. If you reject the null, I can estimate the probability you just screwed up by committing a type 1 error. And if you retain the null, I can estimate the probability that you just screwed up by making a type 2 error. Because that's the second thing that's cool about null hypothesis significance testing. The first thing is its standardization. In the best of all possible worlds, if we all start with the same data, we all get the same result. If that didn't work, we wouldn't have a checker. But the second thing that it does is it gives us an opportunity to estimate the probability of our errors, and that is awesome. Right now, we're treating it as a binary decision. We will do better as we move along. And here's our 3x3 table. The thing that is different is that there are many different patterns available in a 2x2. Symmetrical and asymmetrical patterns, there's 4 basic symmetrical patterns, there's 6 basic, and blah, blah, blah. Don't need any of that. When we're trying to decide whether what we got matches what's in the population, all we need is no pattern, the specific pattern we got, and anything else. Because anything different from ours cues our type 3. And that's all we need. There is no additional information that's typically calculated in correlation to figure out how you were wrong. What kind of difference is between yours and the others, or which of the possible type 3 errors have you committed, young one? But we don't particularly need that. We need to know whether we probably made a type 1 or a type 3 or got it right if we rejected the null. And if we have a type 2 or we got it right when we retained the null. So all the information we need is there. It's not complete in terms of all the different possibilities, but all the categories of possibilities that we care about, right there. Did we get the right pattern? We say we got a pattern. Is it the right pattern? Or is it the wrong pattern?